Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to welcome back a dear friend and our special guest co-host, Andrea Brundage. Welcome back.
Thank you, Karen. It's so good to be here, and I'm so excited about today.
I am too. And we're moving the studio in about, 2 weeks. So it's nice that you got to come back a second time and the last time at this particular location.
Oh, gosh. Perfect timing. Thanks. I'm excited for the new digs.
Yes. New digs over at Max 6, the Conscious Capitalism of Arizona Workspace. And happy to be announcing them very, very soon as our studio partner, both Conscious Capitalism and Max 6. So a shout out to Kyle and Scott McIntosh and their wonderful team over there. So a little bit about Andrea before we let her introduce our special guest. Andrea is a professional organizer, and I love this, listen to this, bringer of calm. Everybody needs that in their life. Everybody needs Andrea in their life. She's also the founder of Simple Organized Solutions, LLC, also known as SOS. Which is an organizing company that serves residential clients, corporate clients, and our senior community. Andrea is also a speaker, a workshop facilitator, and a soon-to-be author.
Yes. So all of that.
All of that and more, right? And, yes. And a coffee mug aficionado. Is there such a thing?
I'm a mugshot maven.
which is so much fun because we like to give mugs away to our guests. And I knew when I had one for you that it would be extra special since how many coffee mugs do you have in your collection?
You know, I rotate them around, but I probably have 30 or 40.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So my coffee mugs pick me each morning. I don't pick them.
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, it works out fun.
Keeps you in the calm, doesn't it?
I am pretty calm.
Yes, yeah, and I know that for sure. So without further ado, let's let you introduce our guest, because you are the one who said we ought to have Kendall on with us today.
Yes, I'm so happy you're here, Kendall.
Super excited to be here. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
So Kendall is the Community Outreach Manager for Local First Arizona. And I actually met Kendall through my affiliation with Local First. I was a member. I let my membership lapse, and I've just rejoined in the last few months. And I've attended several of the mixers. And the energy in that room, thanks to you and the other Local First people, needs to be shared. So thank you for coming. And I'm excited for you to share just how wonderful this organization is for the local economy.
Absolutely. I'm super excited to be here. I can't wait to get my mug, start my own collection.
We have it right here.
It's already sitting out for you. It's beautiful. Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. And I'm really excited that you were able to really refined and re-experience what it's like to be a part of the organization. So, I mean, we've been around since 2003 and we've really grown since then. So we started with just a few, dozen businesses, right? And then we've grown to over 3,000 around the state, which makes us the largest coalition of local businesses in the nation. And it's really just about bringing people together. It's about really creating communities where maybe communities aren't really thriving, or maybe people just haven't really found a way to connect together, and really allowing that to happen in these really wonderful, unique spaces. So I'm excited to share more about it, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
So tell us, let's back up.
Yeah.
Local First Arizona, it's a coalition for business owners. What exactly does that mean?
Absolutely. So if you kind of think about it like a tree, right? So that's how I kind of put it together. So what we really are rooted in, so if you think about the roots of the tree, we're rooted in the local movement. So this is about really empowering people to think about where their dollars go when they spend them and how they can actually create more sustainability within their economy, within their hometowns, really just making their hometowns thrive. We're really rooted in that local movement idea. But the trunk of the tree is our Local First Arizona organization. And sprouting up from that base of the tree are all of these wonderful programs. And the main program, the main piece that brings it all together is the local businesses. So if you think about the commerce idea and the economy idea and all of these types of things, you actually, when you start digging down to it, you realize that local businesses actually do more for the local economy. They create more jobs. They keep more dollars here at home. So it really does matter where you spend those dollars. And so that's where we come in and we say, hey, as a local business owner, are you connected to other local businesses? Are you connected to your community? Do you have a voice? How can we help bring all of that together? Because when you start to see people, like, this light bulb turns on top of their head and they go, oh my gosh, I didn't think about it like that. I didn't think about, you know, where I go and get my coffee or where I go and get my haircut, but it does matter at the end of the day. And so that's really what we're trying to do is we're trying to show people that their hometowns, the wonderful things that make their hometowns thrive, that gives them pride, are the local businesses. So it's really great.
And I love the tools that you have available for members of Local First so that we actually get exposure to other businesses.
Yeah.
And something that Karen and I were talking about before the show was, I think we all want to do good.
Yeah.
We want to do something, but we're just not sure what. And this is a beautiful vehicle for making sure that we're actually doing good and we're benefiting this place that we live, we call home.
100%. So that's why we try and make it really easy with the directory listings. So we have a really robust directory where people can actually go online, whether you're a business owner or whether you're a consumer of any kind, go online, find the website localfirstaz.com, and you can start searching for different categories, keywords. This also, again, it helps our local businesses get found faster. And so this is something that we're seeing thousands of searches a month for. People really do want to find local. They, like you just said, they just might not know exactly where to go for it. Mm-hmm. And so how can we take that further step? How can we make sure that those businesses are set up for success? So that's why we have, you know, seminars on a quarterly basis. How can we really bring people together and put an expert in front of them that we actually pull from our own members? Because you guys are experts. Why not share that knowledge and bring all those people together and really just put that foundation in place? And so we've got webinars that do the same thing online. So we reach people around the state. And we have a number of other opportunities that I think that are really a great way to just set that foundation and make sure that we're connecting our businesses in a meaningful way.
And you've actually expanded into Northern Arizona and Southern Arizona, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. When we started in 2003. So if you're not familiar, Kimber Lanning, she's a small business owner herself. For those of you on that are listening, you might know her from Stinkweeds Records in downtown Phoenix. And she also has Modified Arts, which is an art gallery space, which has now become our offices as well, right there in downtown Phoenix. And so in 2003, it was her just kind of scratching her head going, okay, we have some problems, you guys. We're seeing a ton of money leaving our state. We're seeing a whole bunch of brain drain. A lot of these young, talented people are leaving our state. How can we solve this problem? She felt so connected to this place and she just looked around and went, why do I feel connected, but nobody else does? And so she was like, aha, there's something here that we're missing. And it's that voice. People were not getting together. They were not talking to each other and they were not connecting like they used to, right? I mean, we all remember, like, community isn't something that we're like, oh, we've never had that before. Right. It's something that we're trying to get back to. And so she's really, she was like, you know, rah-rahing it from the very beginning. And we've just really been able to bring more and more people together since then. So it's been a real big whirlwind, starting from those small roots and growing up into our big tree. So
that's great.
It's a great way to explain it. And I'm glad you shared the backstory about how it all came to be. The term Small Business Saturday keeps coming to mind as you were kind of describing, and it's that one time a year. Mm-hmm. And I think it is called Small Business Saturday, isn't it? It's that, that kind of the national recognition, but it's only one time a year to, you know, recognize your small business owner in your local town. And that's just not enough. I mean, that's great to have a national platform for, but you're really talking about making those ongoing connections and commitments about shopping and doing business with local business owners.
Yeah. And now we're actually talking about, and I love that you bring it up because it is like Small Business Saturday, it's one time a year. How can we actually change people's behavior and change people's minds so then they think about that first, right? That's local first.
Local
Arizona.
First.
We're not saying like 100% of everything all the time. That's impossible to do. But we're saying, let's think about where we can actually keep those dollars right here at home. And so now what we're really trying to really trying to put out there. And I think that at the last business mixer, in fact, it was surrounded by community banks and credit unions. So this is, not only are you spending your dollars locally, where are you investing those dollars locally? And especially as local businesses, small to large local businesses here, where you invest those dollars really can make a difference. Absolutely.
Banks and credit unions are a perfect example, because we would think that those are the bigger businesses, but we do have plenty of credit unions and plenty of banks that are independent and local. Yeah.
And I will add on to that. So there was a really cool study that came out that said that despite holding less than half of the assets in the entire nation, right? In the entire nation, local banks and credit unions lend out over 60% or more of the small business loans. So it really does matter. These are people that live here. These are people that are your neighbors that work at these banks and credit unions. They go, hey, you know what would be cool there? A grocery store. Who can I talk to? Who can I lend out to? And they're going to talk to their friend who wants to open a grocery store. This creates more jobs. This keeps more dollars here. And people feel good about going to that place.
And it's all relationship based, right? I mean, absolutely. There's actually a name that goes with the face. And, you know, as a small business owner, sometimes we need to have a frank conversation with the banker. And it's nice to have one in your corner and not in a corporate office in San Francisco that doesn't know us from anyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a great point.
So tell us about your background. How did you land with Local First Arizona?
A lot of left turns. So I actually, I'm almost 100% native Arizonan, because I grew up in the East Valley out here. I was actually in Chandler. A lot of my family came from the Midwest back in the 70s. And so, you know, we set down roots here and we ended up moving to Texas for a little while. But we came back when I was in high school. And so I've spent a majority of my life right out here and just watching all of the changes that have gone on, especially in downtown Phoenix. And the extension of the light rail now connecting cities together is really incredible. And then, you know, I'm also, I love MCC, Mesa Community College, giving them a shout out. I love community colleges. That's another great place to find community. And so after that, I went to ASU. And I went to ASU for anthropology, of all things.
Oh, wow. Not business.
Not business. Not whatsoever.
Not communications. Interesting.
Very much so. And once I graduated, I kind of went, I don't know what I want to do next. Where, you know, do I want to go back into school? Do I want to do something else? And I ended up talking with a friend of mine, and she turned me on to an AmeriCorps program called Public Allies. And so if you're not familiar with AmeriCorps, this is like the Peace Corps, but stateside. So you get connected with different programs, like Teach for America is really huge. There's a lot of like different age level type programs too. So if you're retired, they have a ton of programs for that as well. But you get connected to programs and projects and organizations that give you experience, maybe a foot in the door. And that's what Public Allies did for me, because I got connected to Local First Arizona. So I started out as the events and volunteer coordinator, and it was just really eye-opening. I remember, like, I knew Kimber from Stinkweeds, going there for my records and my music and going to Modified Arts to watch shows. I had no idea she had this whole organization going on. And so it was really cool to just kind of like lift the cover a little bit, and you start to see, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. And so I've been with them for the past 4.5 years, and I honestly have loved every minute of it. I haven't looked back. So it's a lot of random left turns that have brought me to this moment, but I wouldn't change it for the world. Yeah.
That's a fun story. Well, where'd you graduate from high school?
Gilbert High School.
You're a Gilbert High School grad. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, and we established that I know your uncle,
yes.
Jim Creever. I'm a McClintock graduate, so it was kind of fun in Tempe to make that connection. I heard your maiden name. I'm like, I think I might be related. Love that. And that's, I think, even just that brief conversation is a great example of really how we are connected. You said it early on, that we are already connected. Technology hasn't changed that for us. We sometimes feel like it just made it a little bit harder because we can sit at home, we can shop from home, we can do business from home, we can stay in our PJs all day and make, you know, billions of dollars. But at the same time, why would we want to?
Yeah.
Especially if we're part of a growing community and a community that really believes in reciprocation. And I feel that way about the Metro Phoenix area. as an executive leadership coach for the past 7 years. I've loved to be out and build connections and introductions. The one thing that's unique this past year owning the studio is that I've heard from over, I think we're up to 350 business owners and executive leaders, most of which own local businesses, some of which are national, international. Mm-hmm. But most everybody has said the same thing. It's about getting to know people first and keeping it at the top of our consciousness, and then knowing how to bring business their way and make those introductions. And it sounds like that's what really Local First Arizona mm-hmm. is really all about.
Absolutely. I mean, we've all been to those types of events where people are just shuffling out a business card and calling it a day, right? Mm-hmm. We want something that's deeper, something that's more meaningful. And I'm certainly going to be recommending or referring somebody because I know that person. I know that you're going to be doing an amazing job making sure that people are really productive and organized, Andrea. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure that, like, if I trust you, of course I'm going to send people your way. And that's what we're really trying to get at. How can we build trust in our communities? How can we make sure that people are connected? And how can we put those pieces together so then it actually has a lasting impact? So then, I mean, imagine a day when you didn't need a local First Arizona, right?
Right.
I mean, how cool, yeah. right? We could just step back and go, and there
Our
you
job
go.
Is done. uh-huh.
We have everything we need. You know what I really love is, you know, we are small business owners, but we all need the same things that large corporations need. We need business cards. We need letterhead. We need these things. Mm-hmm. So rather than going outside on the internet, how about hiring a printing company that will actually send you a proof?
Yeah.
Right? And work with you and help you design something that is your brand. That's Absolutely. Just one example of thousands, right?
Well, 100%. Or like, yeah. where do you get your tires changed? Do you know what I mean? Like if you have a fleet vehicle or whatever that might be,
yep.
those are things that we kind of forget about on the back end. And it's one thing to say, hey, I'm a local business owner, you should be supporting me. But what about that back end? How can we make sure that those good jobs are being saved on that end too? Mm-hmm. And then connecting that to a third tier, you know, what about the cleaning companies that clean the offices of the accounting or the payroll or the graphic designers? All of those jobs can be supported right here at home. So it absolutely, lots of examples.
What brought you back to the organization? You said you had been away for a while, but what brought you back? And then again, can you speak a little bit more to what feels different this time around for you?
So I was a member, I think 2 years ago, and I think it was just one of those things that kind of fell off of my radar. And it
you
was
got busy.
I got busy, which was yay, right?
Right.
But it's one of those things that just wasn't kind of in my face. And I saw something, Shirley, on Facebook about an event, and it was going to be at a place that, okay, I've been here since 1988, and I had never been to Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin West.
Yeah.
And you guys held an event there, and I went to the event, and I'm with my people. Mm. I'm with people who care. I'm with the people who are wanting to do more. Mm. And, you know, they're about relationships. And I just felt at home again. And so I was absolutely committed again to Local First. And it won't fall off my radar again because I'm becoming more involved. And that's part of having relationships is you do feel a connection and you do feel more involved and you have buy-in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
I love the group. I love that you're actually adding an education component. Mm-hmm. You're going to these places that, you know, many of us in Arizona have never been to. Like Frank Lloyd Wright.
And if I can just say, these are also places that I had not been to. And I'm like, oh, well, why not fold all of this in together? I would love to see Taliesin West or Pueblo Grande Museum or, you know, going back to the Newton for the community banking event. Like, these are places that I truly love. And I love that we can share that commonality too.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to, you know, expand your horizons beyond, you know, your neighborhood.
I think it also makes it a little bit easier to connect with people, right? Because
sure.
you don't feel this pressure walking in there like, oh gosh, what are my goals or what is, it's just a matter of connecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally just meeting your neighbor and seeing yeah. what you have and seeing what they have and how can they kind of help. And who knows, you might not be the person that they, you know, that can help them directly, but you might find somebody down the road that you're just like, you know what? I actually know somebody now. Let me connect you.
And it's very authentic. There's no structure to, you know, put your business cards on the table and everyone pass them to the right. It's none of that. It's very organic
connections, which I really love. For the newcomer, what's the first opportunity to connect with you guys? Just to look on the website and find an event? Or what would you recommend if someone's listening today and they're like, gee, I haven't given this a try yet. Either it's brand new to me or someone's mentioned it and I just have never gotten off the stick to do it. Absolutely. How do we get engaged to begin with?
Yeah, our evening mixers are a really great opportunity to really get to know us as staff because we're there in person, getting to know other local businesses, getting a feel for the organization. So our next, it's every third Wednesday is our evening mixers. Our next one's actually tomorrow. And we're going to be doing a really fun event where we print up these, they're called Small Wonders Maps. And we actually have a series of them. And these showcase local, you know, shops, restaurants, places that you can go to around different areas of the state and valley. So we're actually doing one out in Gilbert, downtown Gilbert. We're going to be hitting a few spots on a tour. So that's a great opportunity tomorrow, Wednesday the 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. And if you're not available then, give us a call. Go to the website. Check us out. There's a plethora of opportunities to connect with us. We love doing that. You know, you can send me an email or you can give me a call as well. It's really easy to get a hold of us, I would say. That's, I mean, even if you follow us on any sort of social media at Local First AZ, you can definitely connect with us there too.
And it's not a requirement to be a member to attend these.
Right.
Come feel it out. See what it feels like. Get connected.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you'll join.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some organizations have an expectation that you come once or twice before you join a member. Is that, does that hold true for Local First?
No, I mean, we definitely want to make sure that it's the right fit for you. And so if you've come a couple of times and if you haven't connected with us, I guarantee we're going to connect with you because we want to make sure that you're a part of this organization. So, you know, one of the things that we try and do is make the dues very affordable. That's really important to us because as a small business owner, you're very busy. You also should be spending money on your actual business, right? That's not for us to just be like, okay, great. We'll see you later next year or whatever. No, this is about making sure that, you know, the dues are affordable. So if you're 1 to 4 employees, including yourself, it's $59 per year and you get access to the networking events, the seminars, the webinars. We just launched a whole new webpage called the Local Learning Lab, which features videos, tips, you know, things to make you more efficient that you can access on your own time. These are blogs, everything like that. So we really try and give you as many tools as possible for affordable prices. So
right. And for advertising purposes, mm-hmm. just the directory alone, your profile is so comprehensive when you actually take the time to upload what is suggested. Absolutely.
And you can do videos,
great.
Everything. I mean, that's, yeah. We were really proud when we could get into this new directory listing because, you know, when you're first starting out, as I'm sure any business owner will know, it gets a little clunky and then the clunkiness mm-hmm. starts to, you know, dissipate. But we really found a directory that was going to do everything that we wanted our members to be able to access. So video, you can connect directly with your, you can link it with your social media so people can find you. So let's say you don't have a you know, direct website yet. This is something maybe you're using, you know, Facebook. You can totally direct and link people that way too. It's really easy. And you can also, if you host events, whether they are consumer facing or they are B2B, these you can actually upload them to our community calendar. So this is something that you have access to and it helps with your SEO ranking right there on Google. You're going to land higher towards the top, which we all know really does matter as a local business.
Wow. The directory is accessible for anybody or specifically for members?
For accessible for...
If I wanted to search, if I weren't a member yeah. and I wanted to search for, say, a local coffee shop.
Anybody can go online and search that directory.
Right. But those who obviously are in the directory you need
members.
To be a member. That makes sense. But
absolutely.
It's wonderful to hear that it's not just exclusive. Mm-hmm. Is that the right
no,
word?
No, yeah. we are it,
yeah.
like...
Because that's really what you're about, right?
Well,
is making sure that people know that folks are on the map and on
absolutely.
The radar. So
and how
that.
Can we honestly make a change? Let's be honest. How can we honestly make a change in behavior or like make people understand that this movement is for everyone if everyone isn't allowed to mm-hmm. use it?
Right.
So
that's a great point.
Yeah.
And
point.
Love that there's that connection with social media because that is such a big piece of
yeah.
how people are marketing. Andrea, you had mentioned just a few minutes ago how important it is as business owners to market and have the right supplies to be able to tell people about our businesses. And I can't help but think that I have to be shifting the way that I focus on using other services and professionals. I'm just, even Starbucks as a quick example, nothing wrong Starbucks. Actually, I love Starbucks, which is why I continue to go there. But if I were to get committed to say, listen, I'm going to find a local coffee shop mm-hmm. that I love just as much, that I can, I know that the money stays here. Same thing with your point about a copy company, a company that does the, you know, the signs and the copies, as well as the business cards and the name tags, you name it.
Sure.
It's endless. I don't think that there's any industry that isn't represented right here in Arizona at the, from a local perspective.
We haven't found one yet. So yeah. Challenge, we can take that challenge on, right?
Yeah. And to your point, like that's what your role and goal is to let people know that these local businesses are there. I want to circle back to the membership you mentioned. I think you said 1 to 4 employees. Mm-hmm. Was that the first level, the $59
Absolutely.
Per year?
Yeah.
And can you give us beyond that? Because a lot of our listeners have larger businesses than that as well.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to totally put me on the spot here for a second, but that's okay. It's the second tier is, I think it's $99, and that's 5 to 10. And then it goes up from there to, I think, a little over 100 to, let's see, 1 something. I don't have it in front of me.
It's all right. Again, yeah. It's just still extremely reasonable membership.
We try. And exactly. And if you're maybe not based here in the Phoenix area and you might be like a rural listener, we have a little bit cheaper dues for you as well. So just trying to make sure that, again, this is not just a panacea. This is like, we need to find solutions for every single community. How can we make sure that people come together and find the right solutions for them?
And I love that you're looking for solutions before people know they have the problem.
Right.
And that's when we know we're in a proactive state, which is wonderful. Can you share just a little bit about the impact that some of our shopping out of the area has on us as a community?
Absolutely. As consumers, as business owners, it's really important for us to think about, you know, you're talking about where the dollars stay and all of that. If you think about, well, in terms of the lending, right? So that really matters where you're investing your dollars. And when you think about the amount of dollars that actually stay here, so I'm going to pick on Starbucks just for a little bit, right? So when you think about the amount of Starbucks locations, you think about like 15 Starbucks locations right next to like 15 local coffee shops. And the only reason why I pick on Starbucks is because they're actually a really great company. They, you know, they do a lot for their workers. They actually, you know, make sure that people are taken care of. So when you think about the type of logo, or you think about maybe the accounting or the payroll companies or anything like that, when you look at those Starbucks locations, all of that is happening outside of our state, right? Mm-hmm. And then you look at the 15 local businesses, all of those are unique logos. All of those might be unique accounting companies. All of those might be unique payroll companies, and the list goes on and on. And I'll tell you a quick story. When one of our cities here was looking for a job to be done, they wanted a screen printing job to be done. And they just literally wanted their city name all across, you know, the t-shirts. And at the time, the city was looking, they had this procurement policy that said, you know, any job that we put out there, the bids are just going to go to any local or any business. And then the lowest bid would win the actual contract, right? And so when they did that whole process with these t-shirts, they went with a company that was actually based out of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And so we started asking questions naturally, right? We say, well, wait a second. Why did you choose this other company? And they gave us two distinct answers. They said, well, one, we couldn't find a screen printer that was right here at home. And two, it was cheaper to go with these guys. Now, if you think about a city is trying to do good with your tax dollars. They're trying to make sure that they're being responsible, right? It matters. But when you think about those tax dollars leaving, well, that's not a library being, you know, helped and given those tax dollars. That's not picking up your trash outside of your street. That's not helping our public schools, right? Those tax dollars really do matter. And so we started asking them, well, first off, if you couldn't find a screen printer, come to us. Because we can help you find one. I could stand outside, throw a rock and hit 4 or 5, right?
In your specific municipality. Not even just a neighboring one, but in the very city that you're likely talking about. And I don't know what that is, but yes, excellent point.
And so I think that there's like this disconnect that happens, right? And we don't mean for it to. Right. It's not our intent, but that's what we're trying to do. How can we take off those blinders and say, well, if those tax dollars leave, then you're actually taking four times more dollars that would have stayed here and you're giving it to a whole other community. Great for that other community, but what about us?
It's a great example.
Very impactful.
And I'm hearing in this that Local First Arizona is also around advocacy.
Yes.
Sometimes that word gets overused in our studio, but I think it's really important, given the example and the story that you just shared, even at the municipal level or the government level, you have to have groups and organizations that help teach and educate and advocate for the movement. So bravo. That was a perfect example.
Yeah. Well, and if I can wrap around on that, just one. So they were so great. They listened and they actually changed their procurement policy. Oh, they actually said, okay, well then let's raise the threshold, because originally they had any job that was deemed 5,000 or less, all of the bids would be competed on by local businesses. And they said, what if we added an extra zero on there? And so they looked back and they launched that in 2011. Any job that's 50,000 or less would be competed on by local businesses. And then 2 years after that, 2013, they said, what's our ROI? And they had generated an additional over $2 million in that 2 years' time.
Wow.
So this really, it makes sense because you know innately it feels good. But it does make sense in dollars and cents.
And it makes sense. I don't know what the term for this is, even just emotion and feeling wise. Let's say that business owner, the print
100%
company is, let's say this is just a pretend scenario, but knows that they put in the bid for this opportunity in the city that they reside in and that their office is in, right? And then they get turned down and then later hear that this business went outside of the state. When their lease is up, or they consider moving their home to a different school district or whatever, they're going to remember how that felt when the big government said, hey, little guy, mm-hmm. you're not important enough to us. We're going to give our business to somebody who has a less of a price and basically send them a message that they don't care. And then that business owner shares that story over and over and over again. And guess who business owners hang out with? Other business owners.
That's right. Right.
100%. That's a great way to really illustrate, what happens.
So thinking from an administrative management background, mm-hmm. how hard is it just to implement exactly the scenario that you just described? If we're putting things out for bid, why can't we start local? Why can't that be the policy? We're going to try to support our local business first. And if that doesn't work, then we'll look beyond. But let's start here.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that I know other cities around the nation are really taking a step forward with. And especially like talking again about where you invest your dollars, Tucson decided that they wanted to spend, instead of with a non-local bank, they were going to invest, I think it was over $2 million in a local bank. And so this is something that it's a matter of having conversations. It's a matter of really putting the numbers right in front of somebody and saying, hey, this does matter. And we all understand, right? It comes down to the bottom, what is your dollar bottom, right? Mm-hmm. What is it going to take to make sure that, everybody wins at the end of the day? But I love that. Why not look to local first and then stretch out and say, okay, well, it didn't quite work, but this is something that we're willing to come back on, or something else that we can do. And I will just commend the city of Tempe. I heard a story from one of our other business members. She was a part of one of our online webinars, and it was how to do business with the city. And she does a lot of like productivity work. And she didn't realize that she didn't think of herself as somebody that could work with a city. She went through the program and she's like, why not go for it? And so she got connected to the city, and now she's doing these classes and it really does work when you have those conversations.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So tell us what's coming up this summer with Local First.
Absolutely. So we are super excited. We have a national campaign that we have adopted and have run with and have really grown, called Independence Week. So it's that kind of play on independent, businesses, Independence Week. So this is a week-long campaign that we run. It's that first week of where July 4th is. So that's July 1 to July 7. And this is an opportunity for businesses that are members of ours to offer something for 20% off. And no joke, it's like Willy Wonka. We print up these golden coupons.
Oh, fun.
And we send them out. People can use them with their phones. They can use them in paper, whatever that they can get their hands on. And then they can go to these participating businesses and get that one thing or that, you know, 20% off the bill or whatever that might be. And this is an opportunity for businesses to get more media attention. We have a lot of really great media around this. Last year, we featured three distinct stars, if you will, that are from Arizona. Ady Bryant was one. The front man from Tool, the band, was another one.
Wow.
And so this year, we're really trying to ramp it up. And we're super excited to put out just a great story about, you know, Arizona and our wonderful local businesses. Because as we know, it gets hot here in the summertime. So how can we make sure that people are still going out? They're still having fun. So this is a campaign that we run around the state. And we'll be talking about it a lot more very soon. And we have a pub crawl that we also do right here in downtown.
Gotta love a pub crawl.
I kind of like the sound of that.
Right? So this is a win-win-win.
Where is your office located in Scottsdale? You mentioned the main office.
We're actually in downtown Phoenix. So we're right off of, if you know, Roosevelt, in between 4th and 5th Street. So we're right on the south side. It's got Modified Arts. And then you can see our Local First Arizona in the window. And we just opened up a new building called the Worth House, which is our extended offices right there on the corner. So it's two buildings that are right next to each other. And I'll tell you a quick story about this wonderful house. So one of the things when we talk about community, right, we talk about local businesses, but we also need to talk about our history. And living out here in Arizona, we don't have extensive history, right? So we really need to hold on to these beautiful old buildings, these wonderful spaces that really speak to who we are. And there was some construction, some development across the street that is now finishing up. But there was this wonderful house that just sat across the street, and it was by itself in like kind of this empty lot area. And it just sat there, and it looked so small. And they were set to just get rid of it, just, you know, tear it down. And Kimber said, there's no way that's going to happen. You know how she steps up and she goes, that's not going to happen. I'm going to do something about it. Convinces the guy who owns the building to sell it to her, and then convinces a retired house mover, the best one in the state, to come out of retirement to move one more house for her.
Oh, wow.
This house is over 100 years old, and we were able to locate the family, the original family, and the granddaughter came out. It was so beautiful. And now it's just, it was once this small, kind of, it almost looked insignificant across the street. Mm-hmm. And now it's on the corner, and it's just grand, and it's just beautiful. And now so many people can come to Roosevelt Row and experience, come through the offices, and just really see what our history looks like when we preserve it. So it's a really cool story.
It's a great story.
Says the anthropologist.
Yeah.
Did you feel that passion?
Yeah. I forgot about that. That's perfect though.
Yeah. Oh, what a great story. And yeah, the insignificance, it's getting mm-hmm. swallowed up, right? And
absolutely.
Now it gets to stand on its own with a light on it.
100%.
Oh, what a great thing.
And it's called
thing.
The Worth House.
The Worth House. W-U-R-T-H.
Right.
Oh,
and so the it's been repurposed in a sense for office space,
yes,
and showcase for local art, or tell me a little bit more about how the space is being utilized then.
Absolutely. So the Modified Art Gallery is still part gallery, part office space. So we
sure.
actually built some walls so then people can go and look at the art without without feeling like they're bugging us. And it's so funny. People will come in and they'll
okay?
be like, oh gosh, I'm so sorry. And we're like, no, come on in. And then the Worth House is right now, it's just our offices. But when First Fridays rolls around, we love to activate. We have a beautiful courtyard right in between. So people can get a chance to kind of like look at the house from the outside. But you know, during the day, there are our offices. So we'll have we've had business owners come and just kind of drop in. And they're like, oh, how nice. I can just sit on this porch for a second and we can talk about whatever it might be, membership or whatever it is. And I just wanted to see the house and I just wanted to kind of be here.
Excellent.
So it's this really great hub. But the beautiful courtyard activates itself every First Friday. So
can you talk a bit about First Fridays too?
Sure. Yeah.
That's fun.
So this is something that how long have both of you lived here in the Valley or maybe like gone downtown?
And
I know you went to
1979. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. 1988.
Okay.
Me.
So mm-hmm. you've really seen like the changes that have gone on, especially
sure.
in downtown Phoenix. So Kimber acquired Modified in the late 90s. And when she first bought this building, there were bars on the windows. It wasn't very welcoming in the area. There was a hubcap shop and a liquor store. And she says, I started doing shows and I was ordering pizza for people to, you know, that were working. And as soon as she would call them up and tell them her address, they would laugh at her and hang up.
Oh, no.
She couldn't even get pizza delivered. And so she was like, listen, I know, talk about like trying to provide opportunities for kids. She had seen these wonderful, bright, young, talented people growing up in her record store, connecting with them. She's played in bands. Her mom owned an art gallery. Her dad was a jazz musician. So she understood and felt really connected to the arts. And she's like, people need a place to cut their teeth. They really do need a place to actually grow up and have that opportunity so they don't leave for those other cities and do the great things there. We want them to do the great things here. So long about the late 90s, she bought the building in order to have shows and do an art gallery space. And there is a gentleman, his name is Greg Esser, also an artist. And he sheepishly walks up to Kimber one day and goes, Would you mind if I maybe opened up an art gallery like right next door? Would that be okay? And in our minds, in business minds, we're, you know, we're trained, we're told, no, this is my block. This is my area. You cannot come here. This is not good competition, you know. But she dropped whatever was in her hands. She ran to him and she gave him a huge hug. And she said, absolutely. Are you kidding me? We need more. So there were two art galleries. And then pretty soon this cafe opens up across the street. And so then they had two art galleries and some wine. Yeah. And they said, hey, how about we band together, we collaborate, and we put something together, maybe some sort of art walk or something like that. And so, you know, they put it all together. And Kimber remembers, she was telling me that she was handwriting hundreds of invitations for the first few years, just getting people down there. And it has ballooned since then. I mean, if you go downtown, it's every first Friday. I think it starts around 6 p.m. or so. But the art galleries, the doors are open. You can wander in and out. This is like the epitome of what communities can possibly be. Mm-hmm. And these are, you know, local businesses. It's live music. It's street performers. It's all of this coming together. And it has literally blossomed into the largest art walk in the nation. So, wow. And you think about that, right?
That says a lot.
You think about that in Phoenix, incredible. Arizona. And you, I mean, immediately I'm like, wow, that's hot during the summer. But somehow 30,000 people come down every first Friday because they love it so much. So talk about giving the community something that they wanted.
Wow.
And imagine what would happen if like Kimber's like, oh, I'm going to do first Friday. And Greg's like, I'm going to do first Wednesday. And, you know, the cafe's like, right. I hate Wednesdays. I'm doing like third Monday. I mean, this is what it's about, right? It's coming together, it's collaborating, it's finding solutions and giving the community something that it can really look forward to and have pride in.
Gosh, so many great
stories.
Don't
you just love Local First Arizona?
I do. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
As we're chatting, I'm thinking about the organizations that I currently belong to that are underutilized, partly because I get busy and I'm focusing so much on the things that I need to do to grow the studio. But I have already made my decision that I need to exchange a couple of memberships and dedicate more time to becoming a Local First Arizona member, because I am an advocate for local businesses. I need to train and commit myself to making that an ongoing, an advocate for that. And I say it, it's an investment. It's an investment in our community. It's an investment in my children's future. Mm-hmm. It's an investment in our city and my neighbors who own businesses as well. I personally get so busy, especially this last year in startup mode, that I just run on automatic pilot for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And this is a fascinating conversation. I'm really grateful that Andrea thought to have you with us today, because boy, what a gem.
Well, I am so committed to Local First. I don't know if this is an opportunity, an option, but I'd like to sponsor your first year.
Oh, that is
can
fantastic.
I do that?
I would love that.
Oh,
you're a doll.
My goodness.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I really believe in what you're doing, Karen, and I believe in Local First, and I will support both.
Oh, you're a doll.
That
thank
is
you.
Wonderful.
That's really fun. I would love that. Yes, you can
awesome.
You can do that.
Bringing you on board.
So now I'm a member.
I love it. I love it.
Wonderful.
Now we get to have a secret handshake.
Yes, right? Good. Yes, elbows and high fives. So can you speak to the Local First Arizona Foundation as well?
Sure, absolutely. So the foundation is something that's actually been around for a number of years, I believe since about 2009 or so. It might be a little off by a couple of years, but this is an opportunity for us to, so we've got Local First Arizona, which is all around putting businesses together. How can we make sure that people like the consumers are supporting those local businesses? But then this question has to happen on the back end, right? Then we have to ask the question, well, how can we make sure that our systems are not broken? How can we fix those systems so then people can actually get connected and the businesses are set up for success so then people can go there time and time again and support that local business right there, right? So it's completing that full circle around what a sustainable economy can look like. So the foundation is kind of in a different, it's basically split into different areas. And so we work within rural communities. This is really around, like I said, like this is not one size fits all kind of solutions. These are, how can we bring together our rural communities, our rural leaders, our business owners, just literally the public, bring them into the same space and see what are the issues? Is somebody else feeling that same issue? How can we connect them together to make sure that they're talking about solutions? Or how can they collaborate, like how Verde Valley has just blossomed and really worked together? Those tiny mining towns, right? They have pivoted into the 21st century so beautifully. It helps that they have wine, but they have pivoted so beautifully into the 21st century and said, we are now in the tourism business, right? They have worked on their main streets. They have, you know, economic developers that understand how one size does not fit all, but how can we pool our resources together to maybe market ourselves and say, you know, this isn't just Jerome. It's not just Clarkdale. It's not just Cottonwood. These are Verde Valley towns. They're 10 minutes apart. How can we work together? So that's one of the ways that we try and fit that together within our rural communities. And then another big one is our accelerator program. So this is, we have a sister organization, not to confuse you even more, but we have a sister organization called Fuerza Local. And this is around trying to bring together our Spanish-speaking preferred business owners. The Latinx community is the largest, the fastest growing community, especially for businesses. So we need to make sure that we are linking arms together and putting that foundation in place, right? So this accelerator program is a 6-month business course, a series of courses that are taught entirely in Spanish. And the cohort can go through those classes. It's learning everything from, you know, how to build an online profile to what sort of insurances do I need, best practices for customer service, all of that. And then at the end of that accelerator program, they actually receive a line of credit from Marisol Credit Union and also from Desert Financial. Wow. So this is, how can we make it sustainable? A lot of these business owners end up relying on check cashing places, which we know gouge you with interest rates. Again, you should be spending those dollars on your business. That's what we're really looking for, is those kinds of sustainable solutions. So the cohorts, we have about 60 business members at one time that are in this accelerator program. So these are classes taught, you know, from Phoenix out to Mesa, and now we're extending it even further. We just launched in Tucson. So this is trying to make sure that we're building solutions across the state. And our graduates have already generated over $53 million in revenue. They have created over 100 jobs. This is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That is awesome.
And who is a candidate as a cohort?
Absolutely. It's any small business owner who is Spanish speaking preferred. They do have to be a member of our Fuerza Local. The Fuerza Local organization is the same thing as Local First. It's just taught in Spanish. Sure. So if you're actually a bilingual speaker, then your Local First, you can go to mixers that are taught or given in Fuerza Local. So in Spanish, you can go to our Local First mixers. You're a member across the board. So it's really any small business owner that is looking to really launch themselves and to create that foundation of change. Give us a call or give us an email. We'd love to connect with you.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
It's about money.
Okay.
$59 a membership.
Yes.
That's not enough to sustain an organization. How do you have fundraising activities? What are you doing to keep yourselves sustainable.
I love that. No, we absolutely are all about sustainable, right? So this is something that obviously our membership, we try and keep those dues really affordable. So we do have on our foundation side, we have a donorship and individual giving program. And then we do supplement with a lot of different grants as well. So this is something that we have done since the very beginning. How can we make sure that the federal government or state opportunities are also invested in these programs? So it's kind of a threefold as far as the sustainable, monetarily speaking, the sustainability is.
Great.
Yeah.
Such an important question.
It's a great question.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be talking about how they can be, especially in the nonprofit sector, right?
And are there opportunities for the public to donate?
100%. Yes. Absolutely. So with our individual giving program, I'm so glad you brought that up. On our foundation side, especially, we, if you go to the website, you can go to localfirstazfoundation.com and you can find our individual giving opportunities. And the really cool thing is we're trying to make it so your dollars, you know where they're going to. You're going to be investing in our accelerator program. You know, you're going to help sponsor maybe one of our program recipients, or you're going to be, you know, going through and helping our food systems. Making sure that our food deserts are going by the wayside, right? We want to make sure that our farmers are set up for success. Mm-hmm. And we have really fun things along the way. So we do a really cool event called Timeless Phoenix every, I think it's every January. And this is where we take a group of maybe it's 20 to 30 people and we show them, you know, the Tovaria Castle?
Yes.
Right off the 202. It's that birthday cake looking castle. If you're not familiar, we do a tour of the Tovaria Castle. And then we also do a tour in the Pueblo Grande Museum back in the archives. We have an archaeologist that will go through and talk to you about the wonderful Native Americans that really built the incredible canal system. And then we do right there in that area is also Stockyards, which is the original, right?
Yes.
So we do this really cool event that just gives you a little bit more of that behind the scenes, a little bit more about what does this really mean? How can we connect you further to this place? So there's a little bit of fun, but you know that your dollars are going right back into our economy and right back into our businesses.
So there's another opportunity as well. So in the event we're not shopping local for whatever reason, and we are buying from Amazon, we actually can allocate through Amazon Smile a portion of what we're spending coming back to a local first type organization, which is what I'm doing. So, well, those opportunities when I can't shop local, I can still feel good about the purchase I'm making because I know it's actually part of it is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that about Amazon Smile.
Amazon Smile. You can allocate who you want the basically charitable contribution to go to.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we are just about out of time, but I know that we can have many, many more conversations around Local First Arizona. Yes, and we welcome you both back. Anything that that either Andre or I had not thought to ask that you kind of came hoping that we get to talk about today?
You know, the one thing that I'll just say again, look forward to Indie Week. I hope that both of you are able to participate in some capacity. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then just think about using the directory first. Think about how you can think about how, what your 10% shift is. That's really what it comes down to. When we say that, it's, you know, this is one of those things where little movements or small changes add up to a huge impact. So when you think about maybe a coffee or, you know, you're getting your hair cut or wherever you're going for whatever it might be, go to the website, check out the directory, or contact us directly and see where you can spend those dollars locally first. But I think, I mean, there's so much more that we could talk about, but that's for another time. But I really appreciate the time that you've given me here.
And it'd be really fun to blow up social media with your hashtags.
100%. You know,
when you're out shopping local, take a photograph and
hashtag it. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Hashtag Local First AZ. You can tag us at Local First AZ. We try and make it super easy. Also, honestly, tell the local business owner, thank you. Really, really thank them. It matters that they're open. It matters that they're here. And we just want to remind them that you matter, that your voice is heard, and that you're making a real impact here.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. How folks can get a hold of you, I'm assuming it's localfirstaz.com, not .org, but .com. Good. And on Facebook and LinkedIn?
Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. We're just about anywhere and everywhere that you can possibly be. Follow us at localfirstaz. You can definitely look us up. We can be found.
Excellent. And Andrea, share with us where we can get a hold of you for simple organized solutions.
My website is professionalorganizeraz.com. And my telephone number is 480-382-1085.
Wasn't she a great special co-host?
Yes. Thank you so much.
I could have put my mic off and just run production like I do so frequently. You were fantastic. And thank you again for bringing Kendall today so we have an opportunity to really get a full conversation around Local First Arizona. Yeah,
absolutely. So thank you both. You've tapped it right back into the organization.
Thank you. Yeah.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.